For many minorities in the U.S., this is a familiar story, not urban renewal, but removal. The improvement of a city often comes at the expense of the powerless. And in the 1830s, a community of African Americans were evicted from their homes in York Hill so the city could build a reservoir there. Those people moved to Seneca Village, largely, and that grew into a lively, vibrant, successful community, not only of free blacks, but Irish immigrants as well. But then the city decided to build a public space for its residents to escape the noise and clamor of the streets. And they looked yet again to the poor communities. Harsonville, the Piggery District, and Seneca Village were among the communities that were evicted in order to make way for benches and trees. Around 1,600 people were evicted under eminent domain. Their homes were demolished, their land covered in sod. Hastily laid grass covered teaspoons, axe handles, and children's toys. But this summer, a team of archaeologists, students, and historians were given permission by the city to excavate parts of the Central Park and uncover what remains of Seneca Village. Joining us this morning, Nan Rothschild, co-director of the Seneca Village Project and also director of museum studies at Columbia University. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Randy Henry, an undergraduate student at City College who assisted with the dig. Randy, why were you interested in helping out on this project?
Good morning. And it's self-explanatory. You get the chance to learn something in New York City. I mean, when the pamphlet was passed around in my classroom, I looked at it and I was just like, wow, really? And I was like, this is interesting. I'm like, I'm going to take a shot at this, you know? And it was just a chance to learn something new, a new experience and an adventure right here in New York City.
That's Randy Henry, who's helping out with the Seneca Village Project. Co-director of the project is Nan Rothschild. Nan, you're not looking for earth-shattering scientific archaeological discoveries here. What are you hoping to find?
What we really want is to get a sense of the details of these people's lives. I mean, we have, because they were evicted in 1857, the city recorded a lot about them. We have census records and tax records, and we have maps of where the houses were. But we want the texture of daily life, which you can really only get from the material culture and from archaeology.
And so what are you learning? What have you learned now about the texture of daily life in Seneca Village for, as I understand, not just free blacks, but a lot of Irish immigrants as well?
We unfortunately have only done the fieldwork and just started the analysis, so we can't be very definitive, but we know that we know it from the records and also the archaeology supports it. This was a middle-class community. When we think about African Americans in the 19th century, we tend to think of them as being first enslaved and then later free. But here was a middle-class community, and so their pottery was of a middle-class type, and they had porcelain in their homes, and they had all kinds of things that you would not associate with squatters or poor people the way they were depicted in the newspapers when they were evicted.
That's Nan Rothschild, co-director of the Seneca Village Project. Randy Henry is an undergraduate who's helping out. Randy, tell us about some of the things you found during the field work.
Oh, wow. We found a lot of stuff. We found a small child's toy. We found remains of a shoe, which is very, you know, which, like really magnified things a lot, like just put a lot of things in perspective. It just brought a real personal feel to what we were doing. Mm. Also, we found ceramics, stoneware, metal roasting pan. I could go on.
Randy, did you grow up in New York?
Yes, I did.
And you're familiar with Central Park, right?
Yes.
So. You know, people who go to the park have this idea that it's some sort of return to nature. Your excavation really sort of proves that it's Central Park that's the fiction. You're mm-hmm. getting down to the reality there.
Yeah, yes, definitely. And being from New York, you know, I had some knowledge of Seneca Village, which doesn't warrant that I should, but I took it upon myself to learn something about it beforehand, not vaguely, but not as much as I know now. This is just an overwhelming experience, you know. It's just a lot of words that I can't even say right now. I'm getting a little bit emotional.
It's very emotional for a lot of the students.
And Nan Rothschild, co-director of the Seneca Village Project, it appears that this is more than just an archaeological dig. I mean, you seem to have a wider lesson to be teaching people as they're walking through Central Park, through these you know, millions of trees and these age-old, you know, you have something more to teach not just the people of New York, but everyone who visits.
Well, we think that this is a lesson that should be taken away in terms of, first of all, in terms of what's underneath the ground in cities. You can't assume that everything under the ground is, you know, gone and dead and useless, because we've demonstrated and we will demonstrate more that there are important things to be gotten from being able to look at a series of intact deposits like this. But also, there are middle-class African-American communities in other parts of the country, and I think people are just beginning to learn about them and about their autonomy. Seneca Village was probably a refuge for the people in New York, for the African-Americans who settled there, because it was several miles north of where the city was, and so they were really free from the everyday issues of racism while they were there. And it must have been particularly awful to have the city come and throw them out and take over the land.
Nan, can people visit the site?
I'm afraid there's not much left to see, because we have been required. It is a park, so we had to fill in our squares every Friday night, and we have filled them in now. We're having an open house today, however, if people want to come out between 10 and 3, we will be in the park, and the students have all done wonderful posters, and we'll be giving tours, and so that's a way that people can see the site.
Randy Henry, thinking differently the next time you walk through Central Park?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I just want to say the experience that we got from the people that we met and from ourselves, well, the experience that was reciprocated was we learned from the people of New York City, and they also learned from us. We learned, we learned so much that it just put into perspective what we were doing. This is just the first step of uncovering a larger part of New York City, because this is just one of the communities of larger communities that were out there in the city. So this gives us the chance to do this again in the future.
Sounds like it's made a big impression on you, Randy Henry, a student at City College, an intern on the Seneca Village excavation, and Professor Nan Rothschild, co-director of the Seneca Village Project and director of museum studies at Columbia University. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sounds like a good field trip today to go up and see their open house. We're going to have more of the takeaway on our site. You can listen back to past interviews, watch video blogs from me and Celeste, and share your view on any of the discussions we have on this program. Go to thetakeaway.org, and you can always reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.